This is opposed to reporting preliminary results from a single ascending dose study in healthy volunteers of a novel compound called ACD856. ACD856 is a positive modulator of neurotrophin TrkA and TrkB receptors, and it's currently in clinical development by AlzeCure Pharma. The aim of this ongoing study is to assess the safety, tolerability, and pharmacokinetics of single ascending doses of ACD856. The background of this study relates to the important neurotrophins nerve growth factor, or NGF, and brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, which mediate their effects by binding to their TrkA receptors, TrkA and TrkB, respectively. NGF and BDNF have in several studies been shown to be important for neuronal cell function, communication, and cell survival in brain areas vital for cognitive function. The Vol66 MET BDNF polymorphism affects brain anatomy and modulates episodic memory and hippocampal function in patients with Alzheimer's disease. This genetic linkage of BDNF and the role of NGF in cholinergic function strongly support the development of stimulators of NGF and BDNF signaling as cognitive enhancers for treatment of Alzheimer's disease. Going into the methods of this study, 56 healthy volunteer subjects were administered ACD856 or placebo as an oral solution in a fasted state in 7 cohorts of stepwise single ascending doses. After each dose, the safety, tolerability, and pharmacokinetics of ACD856 were assessed by an internal safety review committee, which decided on the escalation of the dose to the next cohort. In Figure 2, you can see the escalation steps and the dose levels investigated in the study. Additionally, food effect on the pharmacokinetic properties were assessed in 5 subjects participating in a fed cohort. Blinded review of the data from the first 7 cohorts indicate that ACD856 has so far been well tolerated without clinically significant findings in vital signs, physical examination, or urinalysis parameters. Most of the reported adverse events were of mild intensity, a few of moderate intensity, and none of severe intensity. There are also no serious adverse events reported. Occasional individual abnormal laboratory values were observed, but all except one case were assessed as not clinically significant. The demographics of the participating subjects and the adverse events are summarized in Table 1 of the poster. With regards to the pharmacokinetic results, I should mention that prior to initiating the study, a first pilot clinical study administering an IV microdose of ACD856 was completed, providing the bioavailability reference data, which can be observed in Table 2. The pharmacokinetic data obtained in this study showed that ACD856 has a rapid absorption, a high bioavailability, approximately 100% in comparison with the IV microdose data, a terminal half-life of approximately 20 hours, and a linear dose-dependent exposure. Administration of ACD856 under fed conditions resulted in a reduced absorption rate compared to the fasted condition. However, the impact of the food on the overall bioavailability and the terminal plasma half-life was low. In Figure 3, you can see a graphic representation of the plasma concentrations observed at the different dose levels tested. In conclusion, the preliminary results indicate that ACD856 is safe and well tolerated in man at the tested dose levels and has a suitable pharmacokinetic profile for further clinical development. In the next step, ACD856 is being evaluated in a multiple ascending dose study. Thank you very much.